Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Time now. At this point in every hour, we have some musical focus. And here we have the top five songs from 1986 to focus on, including number five this week, Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling. Who remembers this fondly? Your big dancer. Who's the big dancer here?
I definitely remember this.
I was too little to go dancing to this, but I remember my mom playing this a lot when I would be going to school.
Your mother, I don't see your mother as a dancer, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Sure.
Huh. Who'd she go dancing with?
Well, I mean, she never went out, but we would dance at the house a lot.
Really? Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
With you as a child. That's good for you.
What year was this?
1986.
Ah, okay.
Number five during this week in 1986. Lionel Richie has that honor. Number four, a great pop hit from Berlin. From a movie, isn't it? Doesn't that kind of...
Top Gun.
That's it. Thank you. Why do I always forget that? Take My Breath Away from Berlin, number four this week. 1986 is the year. Crank this puppy up there, Richie, wait, please. We're going to have some fond memories of this song. Why did they call themselves Berlin? Anybody know? Remember? This is not a quiz.
They were from Berlin?
Yeah.
It's going to take a wild guess there.
Yeah. I don't think that's the reason.
Probably not.
Somebody's going to check it out whilst we move on. One of my least favorite Madonna songs. Papa Don't Preach. Number three this week, 1986. Papa Don't Preach.
Berlin is from Los Angeles, by the way.
Right. Berlin
but
is
the
a suburb.
Berlin section.
Of Los Angeles.
Exactly.
So then, number two, the best thing about the group is the name. Bananarama. Love this song, Venus. Some of the wise guys on the radio used to turn this around a little bit. Not when it was this song. This is a cover of a song done about 20 years before this by the Ides of March. Oof, no, it just went out of my head. Kenny, rescue me. Who did the first version of Venus?
Shocking Blue.
That's it, right. Yeah. Bananarama here. Crank it up, Richie. All right, just for the heck of it, play a comparison. Can you play the original version, a little bit of it, Richie? Shocking Blue. This was an update. It was good pop. Both of them were good pop songs for their time. So I don't have to leave it too much to imagination.
They didn't stray too far from the apple tree.
No. What disc jockeys did for the name of the song. All right. That's number two this week, 1986, the year number one song belonged to Stevie Winwood. Good song.
Great song.
Yep. Good pop song.
He won't play it in concert, but a great song.
High or Love. He didn't play any of his hits in the concert, right?
He didn't play any of his 80s hits. He'll pick one and play it,
I go to hear the hits.
I can't remember whether it's this one or not. But he does 60s, 90s, and today, but he will not do the 80s.
The hits of yesterday and today.
Right.
Oh, your gag is your friend the Duggar on the air.
Apparently he's not too fond of his decade of the 80s, of where he made most of his money.
Right, exactly. That's what put him where he is. Thank you very much.
The 60s did, too. Traffic,
But he didn't become, but as part of Traffic, nobody really knew who Steve Woodwind was on his own.
Oh, sure, with Clapton? No.
In the 60s? Nobody. Everybody knew who Eric Clapton was. Nobody knew. I don't think people paid attention to Stevie Woodwind.
I mean, the 80s were definitely the big decade for him.
Yeah. So he would be an aging rocker, probably near 70.
He's 60-something. I saw him within the last year. He's great.
Still got it?
Oh, voice is great. Yeah. Don't forget Little Stevie Winwood. So,
Stevie Winwood. I like Little Stevie Wonder better.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. Musical reflections here on Good Day.
Give me some loving, baby.
You got my loving.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This six-time All-Star was known as the Penguin for his stocky build and the waddle in his walk. He smacked more than 300 career homers and was one of three Dodgers who shared the 81 World Series MVP.
This three-run home run by Ron Say makes it 3-0.
So, where is Ron Say now? After two decades in the majors, Ron spent 8 years as a Mr. Mom. He then worked for a time in the Dodgers' marketing and community affairs department. Ron was also part of the ill-fated venture Call of Fame, a service that lets fans talk to their sports heroes for $5 a minute. And then there's Ron's country song, Playing the Third Base Bag.
I'm playing the third base, I'm playing the third base bag.
I think it's safe to say, no more hit singles for Ron Say. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may be a genius, but not know it. What's a genius? We look to William James, the father of American psychology.
He said genius is the ability to think in an unusual way. Big Success is about entrepreneuring your life, taking control to create the life of your dreams.
Entrepreneurs are often able to see things in a different way than most people. This ability is one of the drivers of their success.
But James didn't stop with just one idea. He also said the essence of genius is to know what to overlook.
In today's internet-driven world, we're overloaded with information. Mastering the art of separating the essential from the extraneous is critical for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.